Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for joining us. Next up on the program today, we discuss the literary works of our guest, Althamas Joseph Delahousie III. He was born in 1942 in Washington, D.C. His family moved to Riverside, California in 1950. His father died suddenly at the young age of 34 back in 1952. His mother moved with their three young children, Althamas being the oldest, to Los Angeles, California. Shortly afterwards, that was 1953, he's lived there ever since. A bachelor's degree in zoology from UCLA. His education interrupted in 1964 when he joined the Army. Served in Vietnam, commissioned as a second lieutenant. Althamas worked several jobs until his retirement in 2008, when he finished writing enough poems to make a little book that he thought would be of interest and help other people cope with life's little problems in a positive way. Well, that little book became Aphorisms in Poetry. He's also the author of The Gospel of the God of Existence. And Althamas Joseph Delahousie III, author of Aphorisms in Poetry and The Gospel of the God of Existence, joins us on This Week in America. Althamas, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
The book is doing so well and inspiring so many people. What was the inspiration for you? Where did the idea come from for Aphorisms in Poetry?
Well, I didn't intend on writing a book, but in 1981, I was sleeping and I woke up and I was inspired with a poem. The first poem in the book called Potential. And I wrote several poems for the next, 28 years or so each year. And finally in 2009, I had enough poems collected to make the little book called Aphorisms in Poetry.
You say little book, and it is. It's a book you can pick up and read and enjoy, but it's so powerful what you have in the book. And again, it's been helping so many people. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. I'll give you all of that, and I'll spell out Althamas' name for you, because his website is an excellent source of information on both of his books, Aphorisms in Poetry and The Gospel of the God of Existence. How did you come up with the name Aphorisms in Poetry, and why did you write a book of poetry? What was it about poetry that really caught your attention?
Well, an aphorism is a brief statement about a truth or an opinion, and all of the poems are really aphorisms and not poems. They're aphorisms in the form of a poem. I wrote poems because that's what I was inspired to write throughout the 28 years before publishing the book. And that's about it.
You know, it's interesting how sometimes we're led in a certain direction. It's sort of inevitable this was going to happen. As you're telling the story, I'm thinking it was sort of inevitable. You had some help in writing this book, didn't you?
Yes, I did. The prologues of the book were actually written by God. God spoke to me and wrote all of the prologues to the book, Aphorisms in Poetry. And the book, The Gospel of the God of Existence, I say I'm the author, but I'm not really the author, because God dictated that book to me. He's the author, and I'm the instrument that he used to publish that book.
The book is Aphorisms in Poetry. That's one of two books by our guest, Althamas Joseph Delahousie III. I'll spell all of that here shortly. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to Althamas's website and Amazon as well. Get information, order the books there as well. Is your book about spiritual truths? And I'll put you on the spot here. If it is, what do you see as the purpose of life? I know you tackle issues like that in Aphorisms in Poetry. First of all, is it spiritual truths? And what do you think our purpose is here on life?
Well, I believe our purpose here in life is to seek out our Creator. And the purpose of life, again, is to grow and to mature and develop and evolve spiritually in the image and likeness of the Creator, because that's what God really created us to do, was to grow into His image. And He is so infinitely, 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 infinite that we can grow in his image and likeness forever. Not no end to it.
Has that been your story? Is it a constant growth in learning about God and understanding God? It sounds like over all of these years, it's been a learning process for you.
Yes, it has been. And Aphorisms in Poetry is really a little book about my growth over the last 28 years prior to 2009. It's each poem is sort of a little picture of where I was at the time spiritually. And if you read the book from beginning to end, it's my growth over that 28-year period of time spiritually.
And it's relatable. As we read the book Aphorisms in Poetry, we can sort of see ourselves going through different circumstances possibly, but this growth, this maturity that we go through. Now, I'm going to spell out everything now. At the end of the interview, I will as well, so you get all of the information. Aphorisms in Poetry is the main book we're talking about on the program today. The author is Althamas Joseph Delahousse III. Althamas is Althemus. Joseph, Joseph. Delahousse is Delahousse III. His website is his name plus .com at the end. Book available at all the usual places, including Amazon. And again, we'll have that at the end of the program, and we'll have that on our website as well. I hate sort of asking, it's like, your favorite child type of question, but is there a poem or maybe several poems you believe that are really important that you want people to specifically read, and why do they fall in that important category?
Well, I think the most important poem is the first poem that I wrote, which I was inspired to write by my creator, I believe, and it's called Potential. And if you'd like, I'd like to read the prologue to Potential.
Please do. I was going to ask you if you would mind doing that. Please do.
Okay. Human beings aren't anything other than very, very, very infinite beings in their potential. And this little poem isn't nothing other than written in what is known as analogistic imagery, meaning that the little metaphysical powers of the soul can't even be described in little ignorant human vocabulary. So they're described by little physical images or human emotions. Nothing other than saying this little poem isn't nothing other than very inadequate to even describe the very, very, very infinite nature of the human soul. And it's describing human beings as little ignorant human beings, because compared to the Creator, we are very ignorant. We're born ignorant. We have to learn everything in order to survive in this world. The Creator is so infinitely, infinitely infinite that we're little compared to the Creator. In fact, compared to the Creator, we don't even exist, comparatively speaking.
Well, there's a lot there, and that kicks off Aphorisms in Poetry, the book that is so well done by our guest on the program, Althamas Joseph Delahousse III. Have you published other books on a similar topic?
Yes, the book, The Gospel of the God of Existence, is a book that I published, but I didn't really write it. God dictated that book to me, and I typed it out for him.
That's, again, amazing that when suddenly you have this and you feel you have to do something with it, you have to believe it's a special message. And when it's as powerful as what you've had in writing those books, it's taking that message and spreading it to so many other people. Why is it so important for you to seek out your Creator? Obviously, that's a key to who you are. Why is that important to continue to seek out your Creator?
Well, you seek out your Creator, you can seek him out in the scriptures, you can seek him out in religions, but we're in his image and likeness, and we have to know the Creator in order to help ourselves grow in that image and likeness. The Creator is a loving God, so we have to be loving. We have to love our fellow human beings, The Creator is compassionate, understanding, patient. He's very patient with us, and we have to grow in that image. So we have to know our Creator in order to do that.
The book is Aphorisms in Poetry, the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Is there a main theme for the book? We've talked about several here. Is there a main theme for aphorisms in poetry?
Well, like I said, the aphorisms in poetry is sort of a picture of me growing over a 28-year period. And the main theme of the book is that we grow and develop and mature and evolve in the image and likeness of the Creator, growing spiritually. And that's the main theme of the book.
As I'm reading this and preparing to have this conversation with you today, there aren't a lot of books out there like Aphorisms in Poetry. What is unique about this? What makes this book special, stand out from so many others that are on the market?
Well, like I said before, the Aphorisms in Poetry, all of the prologues were written by God. I heard God's voice, and He dictated the prologue to each poem for not me, but for humanity. This book is not a book for me. It's a book for human beings, the human beings on this planet. And He wrote the prologue to the book. There's a prologue in the beginning of the book that's for the book, and then there's a prologue for each poem. And God dictated those prologues to me. That's what's unique about this book.
What is the best way to read this? Can you sit and just pick up the book, Aphorisms in Poetry, and read? Or should you read the book from beginning to end? I see this as a book you can refer to throughout the rest of your life.
You can pick it up and read each poem individually. Just open the book and read one poem. But it's best to read it from the beginning, because it's in sequence as I grow spiritually, and you'll see my growth and develop and maturity over a period of 28 years if you go from the beginning to the end. The first poem is potential. It gives the potential of the human soul. And the last poem in the book is called The Kingdom of God. So with that potential, that infinite potential that we have, when we grow and mature and develop and evolve in the image and likeness of the Creator, we will supposedly become a real human being, and then we'll grow spiritually after that, and we'll be complete enough spiritually to enter the kingdom of God, which is the last poem in the book, and that's the finality, to enter the kingdom of God.
You mentioned the book contains spiritual truths. Are all of the poems dealing with spiritual issues?
God created us to grow and mature and develop and evolve spiritually. And everything in life God put in our path for us to overcome and to learn from and to grow and develop and mature and evolve spiritually. So everything in life is about growing and developing toward that end. And each poem, no matter what it's about, it's about me overcoming certain things and meditating on certain things, certain social issues, and everything in life is about growing spiritually and maturing and evolving spiritually in the image and likeness of the Creator.
This book is so helpful to so many people. Excellent reviews for the book Aphorisms in Poetry by our guest, Althamas Joseph Delahousse III. What was it like for you to compile this book, to go back and to actually witness, maybe even live again, this transformation you went through? What impact has this book had on you?
Well, I can't believe some of the things that have happened to me. It's helped me grow spiritually toward God. There's one poem in the book called The Love Dance. And it's a mystical experience that I had. I felt so much love for my Creator that I felt ecstatic. And it's a mystical experience I had. Some of the poems about mystical experiences that I've had, and even after writing the book, I've had some mystical experiences that have enabled me to love my Creator even more. Because the love that we have, even if we love the Creator so greatly, we can grow more in that love and feel the ecstasy of that love.
Well, that's something obviously you are still experiencing. Are you working on another book now?
Not exactly. I have some things in mind. I don't know if they'll turn into books or not, but I have some little booklets that I've created. Not me, but God has inspired me to write them, and they may turn into books. I don't know.
Well, you say little. They may be little, but they'll be powerful because you are able to touch people. A minute or so left in the program. What has that been like for you to share your story and to find out it really is impactful in the lives of other people? You're touching other people as well. That has to be very rewarding.
Yes, it is. I offered up my soul and my being and my life and my spiritual qualities and my attributes and my virtues and my everything for the sake of my fellow human beings. I'm a very altruistic person, and I want even my soul to work toward helping other human beings. And it's very rewarding when I help people. I try to help people, even people that I don't like, because I'm trying to be godlike, and God lets the rain fall on the evil and the good people, on everybody. And I'm trying to be like God.
And those are the people that need to pay attention to what you're saying, what you are writing in your book. It's amazing. By opening yourself up and sharing who you are and what you've gone through, able to touch so many other people. Now, we're talking about two books, primarily Aphorisms in Poetry. That's Aphorisms, Aphorisms in Poetry. The other book written by Althimus is The Gospel of the God of Existence. You'll find both of these at his website. Both you'll find on sale at Amazon. I'll spell his name, then the website is his name plus .com. Althimus is Althemus, Joseph, Joseph. Delahousse, Delahousse, the third. And his website is Althimus Joseph Delahousse, the third. You'll find the book at Amazon, all the usual places, and we'll have information with on our website as well. So you'll find all of that information there. Althimus, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Very important message in both books you're getting out there and shaping lives and doing it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I've enjoyed being here.
It is our pleasure. And by the way, the video version of this program you'll find on YouTube. Just Google it or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Click on the icon for videos. That will take you to our YouTube channel, and you'll see the video with Althimus on the program. All of this information on his book, Aphorisms in Poetry, you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.